Welcome to the happiest podcast on earth.
What up, everybody? This is Andrew Bailey with the happiest podcast on earth. This is going to be a little different episode. Obviously, elephant in the room. We have lost a couple cast members, a couple hosts and all that, but we wanted to come out and we wanted to address that because we want to be more than anything upfront and honest with you and let you know that this is not the end. This is not goodbye. It's not even see you real soon. We are here. We are here to stay and we are not going anywhere. So I want to just air that out right now. We had a lot of questions recently, especially because we did have a host leave pretty close together. And a lot of it was just conversations that we've had, you know, behind the scenes and all that. It's no secret that we're here to inform, but mostly entertain. If there's one thing this podcast has been from the get-go, is we've always wanted it to be something that is you are sitting in your car or your home or anything, and you can join in on the conversation. You are just as much our family as we have liked to think that we've become a part of yours. And the thing about family and friends is times change. People get married, people have kids, and you do feel like you lose some of that family in everyday life. And even though we do have this persona that we, you know, together forever and stuff, life happens and life changes and all that. And we grow, and not necessarily grow apart, but we all have different things that we have to take care of in life and different goals and different paths. But I want to get that out of the air right now that we are not going anywhere. We still want to be a part of your family. We still want to be that little ray of sunshine when you're not in Disney to give you your weekly dose of Disney. With that said, I am joined today or this evening with Miss AJ Mahalan.
Hello, hello.
Recently engaged AJ Mahalan,
I should say. Yes, sir. And we will get all into that at a later time when there's less elephants in the room.
Mr. Nick Foster.
Hola.
And Mr. Hunter Hazen.
Hey, hey. I liked your opening monologue there. I felt like I was like an episode of SNL or something. Yeah.
It's funny because before the episode, we were talking about how we wanted to go about this and stuff because it's as much as it came as a shock to everybody with y'all, it also was a shock to us. And it also, as much as you feel like you lost a host, we lost someone that we get to talk to every week with this. Now, that's not to say we don't talk to them or anything like that. I will tell you first and foremost, I was with Jared the other day and I texted Corey like 2 days ago. And I talked to Mark like 2 or 3 days ago. So there's no bad blood. It's just one of those things that with this, company and stuff
That's a good way to put it. And I want that to be abundantly clear to everyone. Yes, we are here to have fun and be friends and, you know, giggle and laugh and all that fun stuff about our favorite topic, i.e. Disney, because we're just a bunch of overgrown Disney adults. But something that, you know, has led to part of this new transition for us is the fact that we are a business. This is a company. We are making money doing sponsorships. We have meetings and agendas and this and that. And it does sound very corporate for something that means so much to us, which became kind of a growing pain for the entire cast. It's not just the people that left. It's not just the people that stayed. Every single person has felt those growing pains as we kind of came from a passion project to now sort of a little business. And while we're not saying we're, you know, topping the charts and we're making loads of money, no, that is not the case at all. But I mean, if you're a small business owner, if you have ever had a passion project of your own that has started to take a life of its own, then you know the growing pains. It's just something that when you have a cast as big as ours, Not every single person's outlook of what this was the same. Not everybody's, you know, pieces and parts that they wanted to play into it melded together quite the same. And that's okay, you know? I mean, it's an ever-growing, ever-changing thing, but so are the rest of our lives. And it's really hard to make room for something this big in our adult lives. I mean, I'm sure y'all know that I haven't been on episodes in months because I'm freaking busy. And that's okay. But, you know, there were some sacrifices that were and were not being willing to have been made by multiple people on this team. And some people just thought it was better off to maybe take a step back from this part of our lives, which is totally fine. Totally
and I think fine. It speaks to the heart too, though, of like, or just how cool it is to see what this has become from what it started as. And I wasn't here at the beginning of it, but
just a little weekly get together for about an hour to an hour and a half.
It was a fun thing to do, and it still is a fun thing to do, but it grew. And that's thanks to all of you, the listeners. Like, this thing has taken off more than anybody could have imagined. And obviously, like AJ said, it's like, we're not topping the charts by any means, but just another community that we've built with you all as the listeners. I think it speaks to how cool it's been to see each person play a pivotal role in building this thing. And obviously, like, none of that would have been possible without Jared and Corey. Like, this podcast would not exist without them. They have been critical to the formation of what the Happiest Podcast on Earth is today. So, you know, I don't think we can't acknowledge the fact that, like, in addressing that this business has grown, like, it's grown because of the hard work that every person has put into this thing. And so that's not unnoticed and not something that we don't recognize as a team.
Yeah. We've definitely all come a long way, or, you know, had life change along the way. I mean, I think I was like 9 months married when we did our first episode, and now I have a 2-year-old. So priorities change, life changes. Maybe we'll all be here one day when we're 60 years old with the grandkids coming to like guest appear in an episode or something. I don't know what's in store for the future, but life changes. Andrew, you're muted, by the way.
Yeah, I know. I know. What did you say?
What? Remember when they had Tron? It was a great roller coaster.
You know, back in my day, I'm telling you what, that great movie ride, you'll never understand it. I miss Mickey and Minnie's, Grandpa. Well, you don't even freaking know.
You don't even know. But yeah, no, but yeah, and just through all that, you know, priorities change, time changes, time's limited, obviously. You know, work, family balance. I know Corey's gotten married since we've started. He's, you know, climbing up the ladder, working at Magnolia and Waco with Chip and Joanna Gaines, and he's seeing kind of his dream be realized there. So there's a lot of different, you know, and doing this changed from, let's just get together for an hour once a week and kind of chat, to, you know, now there's social media. Now there's, you know, Patreon, the Discord, weekly episodes, reviews, you know, part content, all that kind of stuff. And it turns into a lot more than a commitment than when it was in the past. So it's the time thing too. Life is busy. So
yeah. And with that, and I know we talked about kind of the founding a lot with Corey and Jarrett. I mean, even throughout the founding, and now that we've gotten bigger, we brought on some new faces such as Mark. I know he hasn't been talked about a ton within this situation, but he has also decided to take a step back, which hurts my High School Musical loving soul. But again, it's just one of those things that we're so freaking busy as all being adults. And again, this is like our side passion project. So there's no fault to any single one of them. There's no, how dare you leave us behind? I mean, it's all just, we're hoping they grow and succeed. And I told Jarrett the other day, he's too damn creative, and Mark is too outspoken, and Corey just has so much like energy within him that we know they're going to create something special outside of this with whatever they choose to do next. And I don't think that's a secret. I think that's another thing that we'll see here coming. I have no doubt that they're going to create something, whether it be together or on their own. And obviously we will be there to support them. And I hope our Happiest Army shows up for them with the same love and support as they show up, have and have shown up for us over the last couple of years. But I'm just going to say that right now, because I feel like that will become another elephant in the room when it eventually does happen. But let's be honest, all three of those boys are too damn good at what they do to not keep doing it. So I bet we'll see great things from them later on.
all of us support them in whatever they decide to do.
Yeah.
Like it's, there's not like, I think sometimes it's hard when you see somebody that you love so much separate from something or walk away from something. It's easy in your brain to make assumptions as to why that's happening. Especially if you don't know the full story and all of the details. And so rather than allowing your brain to create this sort of scenario where things are like bad or not good, I think that it is important to just remember that like we all are friends. Like if I see the guys in the parks, I'm gonna say hey to them. If
yeah.
Mark or Corey are visiting Florida, I'm gonna make an effort to go say hello. Like
yeah,
we are all still friends with each other.
Yeah, and I want to be like super clear. Like I know AJ just said Mark stepping back. Like that sounds weird to say, like someone's stepping back or Jared stepping. What we're saying is a lot of the stuff that the workings of the podcast were managed, frankly, by Jarrett for, you know, the years as this thing was getting off the ground. So one of our plans kind of on our end moving forward is kind of distributing those responsibilities among the group, which takes more time among the group, right? So it's not I'm like, you're never going to hear from this person again. I mean, we might have Jarrett guesting on another episode or Corey coming back for a little Dusty Valentine's Day special. I don't know what's in store for the future. Mark may be back to defend High School Musical after I do my roast episode on it in a couple months or something. But just to be very clear, we're saying stepping back, but really what that entails is it's not necessarily a major time commitment in their lives at this point, and their lives are going in a direction where they don't have the time to put towards it. And that's a good thing. So that's on to bigger and better things for them, but they're always welcome back in, you know, a guest capacity or however they want to be involved. So we'll see kind of as what the future holds there. But
I'm glad. I'm glad.
Thank you.
I'm glad you spoke to that. I want to go ahead and let everybody know we're recording this at 11:30 at night. We had to wait until I got off work. If we're going to be truthful, we're going to be truthful. That is why I now have the pleasure of introducing Miss Mel Riley, who is also here.
Hey, everybody. I may or may not have fallen asleep.
Literally same.
It is completely my fault, but I wanted to let everybody know Mel is on here. With that said, I do want to get back to with what Hunter said. I want to address the post as well, because we had a lot of concern about that. But before I do that, as we were talking about divvying up responsibilities, I'm not going to lie, we're still figuring out exactly who's going to be taking what, this, that, and the other. But as far as Piper made a really good comment about who's going to be doing a lot of the Patreon stuff, because Jared did. I plan on talking to Jared and asking like, hey man, cause like the way Hunter describes stepping away kind of stuff, nobody wants to see this fail. They do not want to see this fail regardless of whatever happens. And like, obviously with what Hunter said about coming back and, you know, guest starring, blah, 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 all that is 100% true. But as far as like the Patreon stuff that Jared did, because Jared did run so much for so long, and Corey, our editing guy, he did that for so long.
Mel is
completely taken over Save editing, and we are so thankful for her. But it's stuff like that. So nothing's changing. It's just being changed a little bit and who is taking that over. So I do plan on talking to Jared about how he ran monthly movie nights and all that, so that way we can figure that out. And maybe it's me, maybe we alternate kind of deal a little
but
bit.
You're
going to
be
that.
Doing an hour long Pitbull Power Hour. That was
you
what
know
happened
what?
Last if, time I was there.
Yes. Well, if I have to do a Pitbull, it might not be a Pitbull Power Hour.
Disney
it
Power
might,
Hour, baby.
Well, it was going to say hilarious it might be a Pop Punk Power Hour. I don't know.
It was the funniest thing, because I made it on to one and they're like, oh, we're about to do our Pitbull happy hour. And I'm like, what? Is this a usual? And they're like, no. Oh, yeah, every time.
No, but we nothing is changing in that aspect. So I do want it to be known that, you know, virtual hangouts, all of that is still going to be around. You are still going to be getting the Patreon episodes, all that good stuff. And I don't say that because it's like, yeah, it's a paid subscription. But I don't say that in the sense of like, oh, like, please don't leave, because I really don't mean it like that. I just want it to be one of those things that, because of the change, and because, especially with Patreon people, your money's involved, I don't want you to feel like you are getting any less than perfection in the way that you did. And so that is not going anywhere. And I want everyone to know that right here, right now. But yeah, so yes, the way Hunter was saying, we are going to be divvying things up differently instead of a lot of it being, you know, Jarrett's running and really, this, that, and the other. And a lot of that was already changing anyway with Mel doing Instagram. And, you know, we've had people run through. I mean, at one point, Emery was doing TikTok. Then Lindsay's doing TikTok. So, like,
Lindsay's still involved doing social media and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Kind of as like the boots on the ground person. She's done a lot of really cool TikToks and reels, and she's definitely wants to keep doing that, and we love her doing it as well. So but the idea is that we just want to be clear that we want to keep business as usual, pretty much, as you know, the old saying of, yes, Corey and Jarrett were huge pieces, and Mel's done a fantastic job stepping into the role of Corey. I don't know if she wants to do it forever. We're getting there on the organization of the time commitment of editing.
We're still figuring this out ourselves.
The idea is we want to keep an episode going out every week, kind of stay on our track and keep it going just as it always has been. So that's exactly the ultimate goal.
To the statement, because there were a lot of concerns about the statement. We discussed it as a team. About sending that out, on whether or not it should be, do we do it now, do we not do it, blah blah blah, and there were a lot of different opinions on that, as far as from y'all, because I think we can all understand where it may have seemed like, oh, like, did we not care enough? It was one of those things we felt we needed to get a statement out because you all needed to hear something from us instead of goodbye, 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 and then minds wander.
So, I think it was, more of a reassurance thing. I know, because obviously Corey had announced that he was leaving, followed by Jarrett, who, I mean, was the person who brought everybody together, you know, hosting the episodes and stuff like that. We wanted to just put some clarity out that it's not the end for the podcast itself. We didn't want, you know, that to go out and y'all to think for a week, obviously, till the next episode. And that's another reason why we're doing this episode now, is we just want to address it and kind of let y'all know kind of our thoughts and goals moving forward with the podcast to keep it going as well. But yeah, we just wanted to reassure that it's not business as usual, but it's still pressing on for sure.
So if it did come off any different than that to anyone, I think I can speak for the whole team, and I apologize if it did, but that was a team decision that we thought that was the best for y'all as a whole, just because, like I said at the very beginning of this episode, is we want to be as transparent as possible with all of you.
With that being said, though, and I'm sorry for all the people I fought in the comments because I don't know how to keep my mouth shut, there are multiple things and multiple details about each and every one of our stances on this, all of our conversations, whether it be in this group, whether it be with other people, whether it be individual, blah, 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 that y'all will just never hear about. And I know we're probably being very vague in a lot of our, oh, well, we're so happy, oh, this and that, oh, like the elephant. Oh. I know we probably sound very vague, but like at the end of the day, while we do want to be transparent, there are a lot of details y'all will never know about until we do our tell-all book in 60 years. And that's just something that everyone's going to have to be comfortable with, because it's not our complete story to tell, nor is it anyone else's that's ever been involved in the podcast. So with that, again, sorry for fighting all the comments, but we are having these group discussions. We're having so many discussions and side conversations, and you just wouldn't ever believe. And I know that there's no way for us to show you every little detail about why all of these things are coming out the way they are coming out. You're just gonna have to trust us. We hope we still have your love and support at the end of the day, but what we give you is what you're gonna have to accept. Sorry if that sounds harsh, but I just feel like it needed to be said because a lot of people are asking for details that they're not really privy to. And while we do love you guys, some things are just going to be a private matter forever and ever until the tell-all book comes out. Sorry. Sorry. I just had to say my piece right there.
Yeah. And I think the gist of it is that we're still friendly. I mean, like, correct. Obviously it wasn't a breakup. I know someone posted, like, I always imagine like when a band breaks up and I never thought it would happen.
I never understood why people cried when One Direction broke up. That was the comment, I was like, which made me cry because I cried when One Direction broke up, and now I'm crying that we're like not breaking up, but it still sucks. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like when Zayn left. I'm like, shit, where are they going?
Like I said, I literally was with Jarrett the other day. Like, there is no bad blood anywhere. And everybody needs to know that. This is not, because it does. I don't want to say like, oh, it's like when the Beatles broke up, because I'm not going to pull a Wonderwall.
This is my Beatles
level. I'm just saying, this is our Roman Empire. It's not like, I'm not going to be the Wonderwall guy and be like, yeah, we're like the Beatles. No, but it's not a breakup. It's just, we've been doing this thing since 2018,
2019. February 2019, baby.
February 2019. Yep.
Okay.
February 2019. So coming up on five year anniversary coming up in February.
That's disgusting. So what cruise are we going on to celebrate?
Well, I knew it was 5 years. All the cruises. I knew it was 5 years, but I was just sitting there thinking it's 2022. Good Lord. Yeah. So all right. 2019. No, it's not.
Not good.
A lot has changed. People's lives have changed. So
yeah,
there's that.
People's lives are continuing to change. We got newly engaged AJ. We've got, you know, Andrew and Ansley kind of making their way through life also.
When I started this Mel podcast, Riley, not I was Mel Gio. Not with Ansley.
I mean, everybody's had literally a life same, change not with Leslie. Pretty much. Yeah, a major life change. So
I think speaking of life changes, I think now is probably the best time to segue into and to toss it over to our lovely Dr. Foster.
Here I am.
All right, everyone put your mics on mute so we can't hear you crying.
My life has changed for sure since I started on the pod. We adopted Ethan. I'll never forget like joining the live session before recording from Colombia while we were like sitting at a hotel with Ethan. My life has changed for sure with the podcast, and my life is going to continue to change, which leads me to some words to share. And I wrote them down because this has been circling in my brain for... Probably for a couple of months. And I couldn't figure out how I wanted to say what I'm about to say, and I couldn't figure out what the right words were. And I don't even know if I've written the right words, but I sat down last night and did my best. So I'm going to share them, and I promise you that I'm not going to make it through this without crying. So just brace yourselves. Alrighty. In August of 2020, I started listening to a podcast called The Happiest Podcast on Earth. It was a group of friends that released weekly episodes playing games and talking about one of my favorite places, Walt Disney World. These friends made me feel like I was in the room with them. I was yelling answers during Hunter's game days as I drove in my car and laughing along with the others with the antics and creativity of Corey. The group of friends made me feel like I had a friend in them, and they didn't even know who I was. Well, over 3 years later, and those friends are now truly my friends. For 2.5 years, I've had the pleasure of getting to know these people on a personal level. I have now personally yelled answers during live recordings with Hunter's game days, and I even got thrown off a raft because of Corey's antics. These people have become more than just friends to me. They've become my family. They allowed me to be my authentic self, even if it means diving into their psyche as a fake doctor. They have made me feel seen and validated a love for Disney in me that many have found strange or judged me for in my life. Our listeners have also become my friends. The way they say hello to me as I pass by them in the parks, or the messages that I have received from them about an episode that has truly touched them, have meant so much to me. I often feel so undeserving of the love that I've received from the happiest podcast on earth. Which makes this next part all the more difficult. It's time to soon say goodbye. The end of December will bring my last episode with this family. I wish you all knew how extremely difficult this is for me, as I sob writing this, and also now I'm shaking as I'm speaking it. I love this team and I love our listeners so much. I have some exciting new opportunities on the horizon for me that I can share more about later, but they're going to require more of me and my time. It has truly broken my heart to get to a place to even announce this, because in a lot of ways I feel a lot of guilt. This family of mine deserves all of you and I support. They are continuing on making incredible magic for all of you and need all of that love that you have given them for years and more. I'm broken knowing that I will no longer be here weekly after December, but I'm not going to be a stranger to this podcast. I'll also be its biggest cheerleader as I go back to my time of talking to my family from my car as I listen. I can't really imagine ending this without these words. And so my journey soon comes to an end, but yours continues on. Grab a hold of your dreams and make them come true, for you are the key to unlocking your own magic. Now go, let your dreams guide you. Reach out and find your happily ever after. Much love, Dr. Foster.
Love you, man.
I love you.
So you said goodbye way too much in that. It's not goodbye. I will be forcing you back on for episodes.
Like, listen,
does this mean I can't stay at your house now this weekend?
Stop it. This has not been easy for me, and I've been thinking about this for months now. It's been something that has been stirring. Long before we knew Jared or Corey were going to be leaving, this is something that's been on my heart as I kind of step into some next directions. And the theme park dad's not going anywhere, so can keep up with my life over there. But I don't want to be a stranger to this podcast. I don't want to be a stranger to these people. Again, like I said at the beginning of this episode, these people are my family. I have felt so welcome and loved by each and every one of you. I was a listener and I somehow got thrust into the middle of this. And I think a lot of listeners like envision themselves being able to sit down with this group of people, and I feel truly so blessed and honored to have been able to be one of those listeners. I have friendships with these people that like will transcend the podcast, will transcend Disney content creation, and I'm super grateful for those friendships. They mean the world to me. And again, I envision myself in the future, you know, jumping on and recording from time to time. But as far as Nick being a regular host with Happiest Podcast, my last episode will be at the end of December. So stay tuned. We've got some fun stuff in store for the month of December. I'm not going out without going all out. That's for sure. I already have plans for that last episode. So the tears will not be over.
Is it a game day I can win?
No, it's not anything to win. Everyone's a winner in Nick's game day. So.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I know that hurts Hunter's soul.
Maybe I'll rig this December game day for you to win or something.
No. You can't tell him that.
Oh darn.
Now he's gonna be second guessing.
Nah. If I win, I wanna win fair and square.
I'm gonna make it brutal for you, to be honest.
But I can't stress enough how difficult this truly has been for me. Like, and the team knows I've been struggling with this. We sat in the park and watched Happily Ever After the other night, and I started crying watching it. And because I knew that this is what I was going to say. And when that last part happened and those words were spoken, I had to find a way to incorporate that into what I was going to say as well. But it's been hard. It's been hard for me. It's been hard for Francie. Francie's been watching me struggle with this decision and seeing the stress that it's taken and the toll that it's taken on me, because I don't like letting people down. And I feel like in some ways I'm letting this team down. And I feel like in some ways, and I know that I'm not, but I feel that way sometimes.
Remember what we talked about
Yes, I know. I do feel like I'm letting the listeners down too. Like, this was such a heavy thing on my heart this weekend. And like on Saturday, I had four different people come up to me in the parks and tell me how much they love me and how much they love me on this podcast. And it was just like, it sucks. Like, it sucks. Yeah. It's sometimes when you have to make a decision for yourself that is really the best decision for yourself. It doesn't necessarily make that decision easy by any means.
Yeah.
And so that's what this has been for me. It's the right decision, but it is a freaking hard one, let me tell you. And so I'm going to have plenty of time to let this team know how much I love them and how much I care for them. But I have to really stress to the listeners, like, how much you all mean to me and how much it's meant to me for you all to like also accept me into this family. Meeting so many of you, getting to go on a Patreon trip to Disneyland, you guys' support on the YouTube videos that we put out, just your messages on Instagram, like it means so much to me. Something that we'll get a little Dr. Foster for a second, but something that I struggle with a lot is, as a 2 on the Enneagram, we can sometimes struggle with this feeling of like not feeling worthy of love, or not feeling loved, period. And I can't begin to tell all of you, you being the people that I'm looking at in this Zoom, and then also the listeners, like how much your support like really just moves me in my core. So I appreciate everything. And again, like, this is not the final goodbye. And AJ, there won't be a final goodbye. But also, AJ, after my last episode airs, we'll be running Dopey together like a few days after that. So you're not.
So I will be dragging you back on for a Run Disney episode. Like, please, goodbye.
Just kidding. No. This is my last episode.
I'll have a lot of feelings to run through with that for sure. I'll probably be sobbing as I cross.
You need so much hydration, my dude. You're gonna be crying the entire time.
Yeah,
truly. Crying and sweating.
Truly, but yeah. So thank you guys for giving me the opportunity to say something. And then also, listeners, I can't thank you guys enough for everything. And again, I'm here for a few more weeks, so don't think I'm going anywhere anytime soon. And like I said, I have plans for my last episode, and things are going to get emotional. So, but thank you. Appreciate you guys. And I said this in what I wrote, but I can't stress enough how important it is for me. If you are sad about me leaving, I ask that you freaking support the crap out of this podcast right now. Like, if you're trying to find a way to cope with that sadness and like want to support me in any way, the best thing that you can do for me is to support the other people that are sitting in this Zoom right now, because this has been a really, really challenging few weeks for us, and they deserve so much of your love and support. And so that's my like call to action for the listeners, is like, don't give up on these people, support them, find ways to support them. You know, they need it. They need you guys, and they are beautifully capable of taking the happiest podcast on earth and running with it and continuing to create the special magic that you guys hear week after week. The creativity in these minds is phenomenal, and what they're able to come up with and what they're able to do is beautiful, but also the authenticity that they represent. I know them on personal levels. I've been in some of their homes. I've hung out with them. I've hung out with them at the parks. They've been in my car. Like, we've spent a lot of time together, and I can tell you for sure that like who you hear on these episodes is who these people are in their core. And that should be enough for you guys to want to continue to support the crap out of them, because they deserve all of your support. So that's the biggest thing that I want to end that part on. And yeah, my words on is like, don't give up on this team. They need you guys right now more than ever. And I really, really stress that you continue to just like look to them for that joy that they've brought you for 5 years. So,
yeah. Yeah. Well, we appreciate you, man. We appreciate you logging on week to week, you know, being a part of our little family here, even though you've got your own things going. You got 2 boys, you're commuting to and from the parks, working full-time job. Time is not unlimited for anyone, as we obviously know in everybody's situation. So definitely thank you for the time that you've given us, and I'm happy to be your friend now that I'm my plans coming up are that I'm gonna go visit and stay at your house. So
everyone needs to know right now, and this goes to what we were saying earlier about like everyone's still buddies, all that. Hunter's coming down tomorrow from this recording, and he's staying with me tomorrow night.
6 hours.
Yeah. He's staying with me tomorrow night and then staying with Nick the next couple nights, and the heart of this podcast is not changing. And I'm just, you know, Nick and I talked on the phone the other day, so I was able to cope with everything. Well, I mean, was it last week? Something like that. Yeah. I was able to go ahead and cope with everything and get thoughts together. Cause I mean, we did like, once we knew all this was going down, we're like, okay, we need to make sure everything's out.
Yeah.
And stuff.
I mean, to be totally transparent, I wasn't going to share some of this information until I was leaving in December, but we felt like we owed it to you all as listeners to not hop on an episode and talk about the future of the podcast after, you know, Jared and Corey leaving
and holding on to another surprise,
keep that to myself for another month. So,
yeah,
you know, it's not exactly how I pictured things to go for sure. But it's definitely necessary. And again, it's out of respect to you all as the listeners, like you deserve that from us. You guys are why we're here. So
I'm not going to take anything away from Nick. We're not going to take anything away from Nick because I want him to be able to share his big news. But all I will say is, and this is what I've been holding on to since Nick told me, is how excited I am for him.
Yeah.
With what's coming. And, you know, the Disney, I mean,
Disney community is not ready.
That community. That's the one I want to call it. Cause the fact that I refuse to call ourselves influencers, I just don't like to do that. Cause there's a little stigma that comes with that one as well.
It's a slight stigma.
Yeah.
For, you know, that Disney dad or whoever that guy is.
Yeah. No,
I'm definitely an influencer, but that's okay.
At the end of the day, it is a very close knit community.
Yeah.
And regardless of, you know, we've got, I mean, I guess in fairness, you would call them competitors with other podcasts and like blah, blah, blah. But you all support each other. I mean, like we all support each other in very many ways. And in so many ways that we, you know, you become friends with these other people and you stay friends with them. I mean, we've had guest stars on this podcast and, you know, we've had partnerships with other people in the community and all that. And so that doesn't
different phases of people have different phases of life. We have different phases on this podcast. You know, not completely different. I mean, me and AJ from episode one, and then obviously we've had y'all stick around for a long time.
Okay.
As well,
yeah. But okay. I was on like 13. Okay.
I'm just saying,
like he said, AJ was on and 12 from episode one.
I was on 12 more than you, but no, I mean, it's the fine partnership with Dead Lizard, Happiest Beer on Earth, like crazy stuff has happened.
It's
run its course,
that,
and it's
that
company's
gone. And that company is gone.
Yeah. Like, yeah. So it's, you know, it's a different season, but we want to be consistent as much as we can. And like Nick said, we didn't want to, you know, talk about Corey's leaving, Jarrett's leaving, Mark's kind of not going to be on as much anymore, but we didn't want to like say all that and say where we're going and then just hold on to that for later. So,
and that's a good way to put that. With that said, if any of you haven't started tearing up yet, I have my own announcement to make.
Oh,
I too will be going to Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party tomorrow.
Listen here, you little. I just got so scared. My heart is currently going about a million miles per hour. What is wrong with you that you decided to play it like that? I just
Listen, I had to because we
all have like PTSD right now. You can't do that.
What Nick said was very touching, but we are going to talk about and it'll be our last thing about plans Hunter for the future.
Missed all of that.
He did.
Good. He saved himself a heart attack.
Yeah, don't even worry about it, Hunter. Don't even worry about it. You're fine.
I was about to be texting you as you're talking, like, what are you even talking about?
No,
right now?
First of all, no. I would not drop that bomb on y'all unexpected. But anyway, no, we are gonna talk about a little bit about plans for the future and everything with that. With that said, I am completely losing my train of thought because I made myself laugh. Oh, no, I remember. So the reason I kind of made that joke is to what Nick said earlier about what you see is what you get. Yeah, you might have like a little added character in there. Maybe we're a little, you know, peppier on the pod because we're with each other and getting to talk about something we love than in daily life. But that's about the only difference you're going to get from us in private life versus what y'all hear. But I did get a DM when everything was going down with the posts and all that. And honestly, it kind of touched me a little bit. It was like, the biggest thing I worry about with all this happening is you losing your edge and it not being the same. And I'll say this, it's not going to be the same. Because
you can go back
lost,
to episode one and listen to it.
Well,
and then
I'm
go
saying
to episode 100 and then go to episode 200.
Yeah,
they're all different. They're different. Let me tell
they
you.
Are,
so.
They are.
There's different phases for sure.
The core is going to be the same. Yeah. But as far as like, you know, with people grow and the podcast grows, like there are changes that come and, but we're not losing our edge. The edge is staying. The things that make us the happiest podcast on earth at its core is not going to change. Now, you know, we might be making, you know, we'll make jokes and all that. And maybe we'll throw in a more informative episode every now and again, but it's going to be that kind of change. And I'm just going to go ahead and say it, because I want to, as we talk about change and going into it, I'm just going to bring up one of my favorite memories, and I'm just going to go ahead and air out a little dirty laundry here because it is funny.
Oh, gosh. On who?
It's not on. It's not on anyone in particular.
I'm worried.
It was just a defining moment in the podcast.
Hmm.
These changes have happened before in how we go about what we're doing with the podcast. Some has been personnel, but for the most part, it's been ideas. And I'll never forget, there was quite a lengthy conversation after Dusty's first Halloween episode.
Hmm.
Or Valentine's Day episode. We decided that we were going to try to...
It was a little edgy for us.
It was. We were going to see like what's the edge? Because I think that was a big time when we really, I would say that was a defining moment in the entire podcast. And
I forgot
ourselves.
About that.
There
oh
was
my
a
God.
Divide. There was team like, this is not on brand. And then there was team like, let's push it. Let's
team,
go.
When did
and,
this become Call Her Daddy back when Call Her Daddy was like extra raunchy.
Yeah.
And the other half was like, Daddy Anakin. Like,
I think Ladies Night like started with a fierce fire after that. And we were like, whoa, okay, now.
Yeah. So we've tested ideas before. This is not anything that is new to us. What is new is the fact that we're losing half. We're losing half right now.
But also, most podcasts never even have.
No, we've been very fortunate.
Yeah, we have a lot of people.
We've been very fortunate
to
have
family.
People. It's a huge family, which is wonderful. But most podcasts literally are 3-4 people max. So we've been very lucky, but this is kind of more of the norm as it is. It's going to feel a little bare for a while, I think, but it's going to be okay.
Yes, exactly, Mel.
It's going to be all right. It's just growing pains. We've been through it. I can't believe it's been 5 years, guys. I'm like, my mind's blown.
We got to make it to February 1st. We'll see what happens.
No, we'll make it to February. Don't start putting
I'm
that.
I'm kidding. It's a joke.
I know, but no.
But anyways.
Well, the thing is, the battle of the sexes is going to be dead even now.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So
50-50.
Go ahead, and if you are interested in the Happiest Podcast, we do auditions at happiestpodcast.com.
No, no.
I'm kidding.
What is there? What is this submission? Is it a Nick Foster? Is he reapplying?
If I ever want to come back, I better not freaking reapply.
I'm sending you through the the interview phase.
Who is Thick Noster?
Thick Noster.
Is that Ferret Genema on there?
Not the ferret.
No, but y'all remember the whole Leon Sandcastle thing?
Yeah,
it's stuff like that. But no, talk about the future of the pod, Nick actually was really nice and through these growing pains, like, sent us out a whole list of ideas, and a nice, well thought out schedule, for the remainder of his time. And there's a lot of fun things coming. You're still going to be getting, you know, your content. We're going to be coming out with episodes for Mickey's Not So Scary. There's new additions there. Look for that. It will be me, Nick, and Hunter that are attending that. And then Jollywood Nights, which is, I'm super excited about.
I'm there. Is it Friday or Saturday?
That's Saturday.
Tomorrow,
that's
Saturday. After posting. So, yes. Yeah. Gosh, I keep thinking fall.
Mickey's Very Not So Merry Scary Christmas Party.
Halloween. Yeah, just did Christmas Party last night from posting this on Thursday night, and then Jollywood Saturday night.
And stay tuned, because there's, like we said, there's a lot of fun stuff coming. December is one of my favorite months of the year, so I'm going out with a bang, let me tell you.
Yeah. And no, don't get, and also, you're still getting your fan favorites. We will still be knocking out March Madness, because that is my favorite. As much as I don't like spring, because I'm such a fall guy, I look forward to our March Madness every single year.
Yeah.
So we'll still be having our brackets. We're still going to have our Oscars episode. We're still going to have our New Year's episodes. And in all honesty, and it's going to be really funny when Nick's last episode is not actually his last episode and he's on the next week, because we always like to do our look back stuff. I mean, if it's possible, I think it's going to be great if we can get some of the guys back on, and who knows, but either way, the podcast is still the Happiest Podcast on Earth.
Yeah. Oh, we didn't want to do the name change.
Yeah. I thought we were good. I thought, well, Andrew
the most
Bailey,
universal podcast on Earth.
The most epic Andrew... universal podcast on Earth.
Oh, I
the most we epic universe. Please, okay, that's actually funny.
I thought we were going with Andrew and the Baylets.
Oh no, that one we scratched. Name.
Speaking of Patreon too, like, I know Patreon, there's still going to be content being pushed to Patreon even this month. Hunter's going to be in my house for a couple days, so I'm trying to
do a little one-on-one yin and yang. We're going to actually, you know, draw a line.
This is going to be one of my biggest regrets. I'm so freaking bummed, and I have part of me thinks that this is part of their reason in leaving. Corey and Jarrett were the two people that never got a Dr. Foster episode. I think they were just trying to avoid me.
That was it.
That's actually it. Wow, you unearthed it.
They took it to
we weren't
points.
Supposed to tell people. That's why they left.
No, but stay tuned.
Are you going to do a yin-yang, like, Christmas favorites episode?
Yeah, we are. And it's going to hurt my feelings, because Hunter's going to hate everything.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Well, if you need a positive one, I'll jump in for a positive.
Sounds great.
You can see the Christmas decoration behind me.
Oh, I can't be outnumbered here, so we're going to have to think about that.
The other thing is that I'm coming up with some sort of idea for one last Dr. Foster episode, so stay tuned for that as well.
I love it.
Little reunion episode.
I'm the one that needs counseling at this point.
Stay tuned when Dr. Andrew comes in with his bottle of bourbon.
Oh, geez.
Oh, my gosh.
It's not going to
work
for
me.
Not
the healthy way.
Hey, he had a mimosa with me when we went to the Grand, all right?
I don't know what you're talking about, Andrew.
No.
That never happened. It was just orange juice.
No.
He goes, can you just, like, make it seem like there's mimosa? There's no champagne.
Or some
a little
some
soda water in it.
Soda water to make
soda water.
That actually sounds disgusting.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
this is where we go on. Busy weekend for us. We got Christmas parties, Christmas season coming up. New episode next week. As always.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
But that couch is always ready for Hunter.
Yeah, I'm super excited about that for night one on the Bailey couch.
I literally have a guest room right here. It's not the same. 10 minutes from property.
It's not the same.
We like to stay up and watch Don't Get Eliminated on YouTube TV and stuff.
Something.
I don't know. The most epic competition on earth or something crazy.
Extreme stunt show.
Most extreme elimination. That's it.
Yeah,
MXE. That's
it. Yeah.
It's great. It used to be on like Mad Dog TV or something like that back in the day.
Seems like a Spike TV kind of thing.
Spike TV. That's what it was. I knew it was a type of dog. It was Spike.
Yes, because Spike is a type of dog. Anyway.
It's the name of their mascot. Thanks
for listening to this ramble for another hour and a half.
Oh my gosh.
It's just a normal Friday, people.
I'm just going to open it. Anybody got any closing remarks?
That's it.
I'm sorry I joined late, but I love everybody.
It's all Andrew's fault.
I'm glad you're here, Mel.
It's my fault. But
yeah. Just you know like for listeners to understand, I will have to edit this and turn it around. It's Thursday now. We're in Thursday right now. So I have to have this turned around by 2, 3 p.m. So
I think this one's pretty clean, though. I don't think there's going to be no edits.
Sure, there won't be.
I always say
just
that.
Like I didn't like, spend no 3 hours editing the last one for sure.
Hey. I'll take over editing duties.
A glimpse into the past that goes into HBOE.
Well, you know what? And as a little callback, I'll give us the Jarrett goodbye, just so that way you all feel better about life. This is not goodbye. It is see you real soon. Wait, what was it? Thanks for listening.
Ta-ta for now.
Ta-ta for now.
Bye-bye.
Oh. Adios.
Bye.
So can I go back to being the center of attention? I just got engaged, people. Come on.
Oh, yeah. We missed that part.